Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, how you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. During a game at Yankee Stadium up in the Bronx this past Saturday, there was a brouhaha, if you will, between the Yankees and Chicago White Sox. The Yanks' third baseman, Josh Donaldson, who is white, remarked to the White Sox shortstop, Tim Anderson, who was black, "What's up, Jackie?" It was in reference to the legendary Jackie Robinson, who broke baseball's color barrier with the Brooklyn Dodgers back in 1947. Was Donaldson's remark racist? Was it stupid? Was it just thoughtless? Was it just ill-advised? All of the above? Like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. I must say, folks, I was very hesitant about even bringing this up as a discussion. And the reason I was hesitant about bringing up a discussion, because as soon as you talk about race, lines are drawn in the sand. I can tell you right now what's going to happen. I do my podcast, then I post it. I post it on Facebook. I'll post it on Twitter. It goes on Spotify. And people will react immediately, one way or the other. And that's part of the problem that happens in our country today. Nobody wants to listen, maybe hear the other side, try to rationalize the other side. And when you're dealing, you've heard me say this time and time again, till I'm blue in the face, you're blue in the face, whatever. Talk about race, talk about black and white, and it always becomes sexy. White and white, nah. Black and black, nah. And I'm not talking about the worst of the worst when we're talking about bullets and killings and murders and assaults. I'm talking about words here. But it's an issue. It was certainly an issue over the weekend. Not sure the issue is over, and I felt, to shy away from it is not the right thing to do either. I'm certainly, as you people know, I'm not shy with my opinions, so I thought it should be addressed. And I got a little personal experience with this kind of issue. So I'm going to talk about how I feel about it now. I'll talk about my thoughts behind why I feel about it and trying to understand both sides. All right. But like I said, just mentioned black and white, and a line is automatically drawn in the sand. Either you're for us or you're against us. Unfortunately, that's the way things go in this country now, and it sucks. But anyway, so Josh Donaldson, and there's been some tension. There was some tension in the game last week. And this was not apparently the first time, not apparently, it wasn't the first time that Josh Donaldson said to him, to Tim Anderson, "What's up, Jackie?" Okay. Why was it said in the first place? Because in a Sports Illustrated article in 2019, Tim Anderson was talking about himself. There was an article on him in Sports Illustrated, and he was talking about being a black player, and at that time, the only black player on the Chicago White Sox, feeling isolated or alone or, you know. Okay. And he made the remark in the article, I feel like I'm today's Jackie Robinson. Okay. Feel like he's today's Jackie Robinson. So, move forward, and Josh Donaldson says, "What's up, Jackie?" Was he saying it to be a smartass? Was he saying it as a dig? Was he saying it to be funny? Or was he just being stupid? Or was he being racist? Now, I can tell you right now, I can hear the silence on the other end of this microphone and people weighing, saying, "Whoa, no, it's this, it's that. It's this, it's that. It's not in between." I do think there is an in-between here, and I'm not playing it safe, but because I will explain to you why, I will give you all the reasons why I think this. First of all, unless, and you see, I grew up in a completely different time. I grew up in a different time where ethnic jokes, racial jokes amongst friends. Underline what I just said. Underline very carefully what I just said. Amongst friends was the norm. At least when I was growing up. I grew up in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. Born in the Bronx, but raised in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. In the housing projects. Okay? I went to a school, which some of you may be familiar with. Others may not. Brooklyn Technical High School. It's one of the better schools, quote unquote, it's called an elite school. I like to call it an advanced school. It's one of the better schools in New York City. And when I was going there, it was regarded as one of the better schools in the United States. I went with close to 7,000 boys. Now it's mixed, 7,000 boys, specialized in engineering. And the school was located in the Fort Greene section of Brooklyn. And believe you, right now, it's a lovely area, rebuilt up, gentrified, lovely area near the Brooklyn Academy of Music, lovely area. But then it was like a freaking war zone. They didn't, if you were staying late at school, we were advised not to go home, not to walk to the subway alone. The reason the school was put in that location way back when, and the school's like 100 years old now, was because it was located in an area where people, kids from all over the city, all five boroughs, logistically could get there the best. You know, all things considered, that was the location. So that's why it was there. So I had friends from all over the city. I had friends from Chinatown. I had friends from Harlem. I had friends from Bed-Stuy. Little Italy, all over. Okay? And let me tell you, amongst our friends, ethnic jokes and ribbon and digging and race as well was the norm. It was rank out sessions. Lunchtime, heads would spin. If I could transpose us from back then to where we are today, people today, their heads would spin the stuff that we said. It was all in fun. It was all in jest. And we were all friends. And believe me, I understood where they came from. When I say they, black friends, and they understood where I came from. Okay? We all understood each other. And I'll never forget this. I was invited, I'd go to see my friends in their neighborhood. They'd come to see me. And believe me, when I'd go to there, whether it was, like, say, Bed-Stuy or rough area or Harlem, and it was at night, They'd make sure to meet me at the subway station to make sure I was safe, whether I was going to their party or what. But I was going to meet my buddy, two buddies actually, and apparently they had told their friends, oh, wait to meet this guy, Russ, Rusty. That's what was my name back then, Rusty. Wait till you meet Rusty Salzberg. This guy is a riot. He jokes. He kids around. You guys going to love him. Blah, 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 blah. So I get there and, you know, playing some ball, bullshitting. And my friends, you know, it was just a normal afternoon, which we had ate and it went into the night. And my two buddies said to me, yo, Salzy, how come you're so quiet today? With no jokes, no nothing. And I looked at him and I said, Lionel. It was Lionel and Kevin. I said, Lionel, I know you. I know Kevin here. I don't know your friends. Who am I to be cracking the same jokes I'm cracking with you, ranking on you, I'm going to do it to them? I don't know them. They don't know me. Maybe you gave them the good word on me, but I don't know them. I can't take the liberty of assuming my jokes are going to fly with them. And they understood that. And it was, yeah, you're right, you're right. And I said, vice versa, would you be coming to meet my friends from my neighborhood? And you're going to crack on being white, being Jewish, being Italian, being Irish, whatever, if you didn't know them? Yeah, you're right. You understand what I'm saying? So in that respect, whether he said it in the past, which allegedly Donaldson did, unless it's a good friend, unless it's a friend or somebody that you know, and you got the okay to do it. And you know, somebody out there might be saying, you know, well, wait a minute, Russ, you're not black and blah. Do me a favor. It's okay for everybody to use the N-word in rap songs and this and that, okay? I don't want to get off base here, but slow down, because I know what some people are thinking. To me, you know, quite frankly, sorry to say this, maybe it's going to offend some people, in the confines of my own home with my own friends, if I have black friends and or Hispanic friends or Italian friends and Irish friends, and we want to rank on each other in privacy amongst our intimate group, quite frankly, that's okay with me. You don't like it, so you don't like it. I'm not asking you to like it. I'm not doing it in public. If I want to tell an ethnic joke in private, or somebody wants to tell me an ethnic joke in private, that's fine. But Josh Donaldson making that remark with somebody, to a black person, this being Tim Anderson, to somebody who obviously there's tension about, like, to me, it was a dig. It was a shot. It was ill-advised. It was stupid. And it was also thoughtless, because if you thought about it a little, you would have realized there's no common sense here for me to do it. Here's the however. However, I don't think it was racist. He didn't say, who the hell you think you are, Jackie Robinson or somebody? It was not like that. It was also, let's put it this way, he was given a little bit of rope, a little bit of leeway for the remark, because Tim Anderson had referred to himself as today's Jackie Robinson. Okay. I think that was a mistake, quite frankly, in 2019 when he referred to himself in that article, because whether Tim Anderson, did I say Tim Robinson before? Because I was thinking of Jackie Robinson. Tim Anderson, whether Tim Anderson feels the way he does about being in a big minority in baseball, it ain't remotely close to Jackie Robinson. It ain't remotely close to Jackie Robinson. Not one teensy bit. And to say, to put your name in the same vein as Jackie Robinson, that was ill-advised. Because that's going to open up remarks all the way around. I don't know. I'm sure Tim Anderson, as sure as I'm living here and I live in the United States, has dealt with racism. But I know for sure he hasn't dealt in the major leagues, not remotely close, hasn't dealt in the major leagues what Jackie Robinson dealt with. Not close. Not close to the N-word being commonplace. Not close to things being thrown at him, spit at him. Not remotely close. And, you know, I'm trying to remember his name. Ben Chapman. Ben Chapman was the Philadelphia Phillies manager when Jackie Robinson got up eating a watermelon on the steps in the dugout. Okay? Now, I'm not absolving Josh Donaldson from the stupidity of the remark. But because it was stupid doesn't mean it was racist. I don't think, somebody's going to say, well, Russ, how can you say he's not a moron when he makes a remark like that? I don't think he's a complete idiot. We've heard him speak before. He's not a moron. And he knows that this is 2022, okay? He knows he has black teammates, ethnic teammates, Hispanic teammates. It was a smart-ass, stupid, and I think he was trying to give him a shot, give him a dig. You want to break my balls? I'm going to break your balls. That's what I really think it was all about. So then everybody else is getting into the act. And I totally understand that. White Sox manager Tony La Russa, he's going to defend his player. Going to defend his player. The teammates are going to defend his teammate. You know, Tony La Russa, you know, Aaron Boone is pretty much kind of saying, not exactly what I'm saying, but kind of saying that when you hear the thing in its context and you read the history behind of what went on from the 2019 to the past with him using it before, you can think a lot of things, but he doesn't think it was racist. And it's the same with me. Now, Tony La Russa is saying, well, there should be an investigation. I want to see what the Yankees are going to do. I think the investigation is this. It was a stupid remark. It was a dumb remark. Explain to him, you don't make remarks. We're dealing at a time, especially now. But I don't think it was racist. And if it wasn't racist, people shouldn't be talking about any kind of suspension or fine. Because that's been kind of put out there today. Well, let's see what's going to happen. What are the Yankees going to do? What's Major League? Right, and right away, Major League Baseball. Well, please, don't get me started with Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball. Okay? Because quite frankly, the next time they do the right thing will be, you know, the first time. Well, at least first time in a long time. But again, You bring out race, you bring out black and white, automatically red flags get waved. Everybody gets into this. Everybody's got an opinion on it. What are we going to do? How are we going to address it? How are we going to address it? Well, you address it as a stupid, ill-advised, thoughtless remark. And the reason let me tell you, if this was an ongoing thing that they had between each other, and there was no, what should I say, no conflict about it, where Anderson didn't take exception in the past. I wasn't there any previous incident happened, so I don't know. But if it was done in the past, which didn't make it okay, it's done now. See, again, I'm going to say the same thing till over and over and over again. I have no problem with jokes and digs and what taking place amongst people you know and people you are friends with. And folks, you have no idea the shit that gets said on ball fields, on courts, on any place where one black player is calling another black player the N-word and blah, 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 blah. Believe me. Because in the article that I'm talking about in 2019, he refers to, Tim Anderson does, refers to somebody as a fucking N-word. Okay, I'm not absolving. And he wasn't taking it back. Again, I am not absolving Josh Donaldson for making a stupid, thoughtless, dumb remark. That doesn't make it racist. Just doesn't. And, you know, there's a big difference . You know, a racist remark to me is an ugly, nasty, terrible thing looking to really hurt and almost be vicious. Not almost, be vicious. It is vicious. But there's a difference between looking to piss somebody off and take a dig at them. Also, you have to look in the context that which it was said. Now, for those of you who don't want to agree with me, God bless, you're entitled to your opinion. For those of you who want to agree with me, God bless, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. I'm not absolving anybody here. Okay? I am not absolving anybody here. And believe me, you know, Liam Hendricks, the White Sox closer, who's white. You know, certainly came to the defense of his teammate, Tim Anderson. And I would expect him, nonetheless, that's what a teammate is supposed to do. When you see guys get into a skirmish on a field, you see both bullpens empty and everybody's come running on. They're not waiting to see who's right or wrong. They're waiting to get in the mix to defend their teammates. I get that. I have no problem with that, none whatsoever. But as I said in the open, was it racist? Was it stupid? Was it ill-advised? Was it thoughtless? Was it all of the above? I'd say it was a lot of the above, but it wasn't racist. If you disagree, like as I said, so be it. If you agree, as I said, so be it. But that's my take on it. And that, my friends, is also a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now, I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do that on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Twitter You can always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Big time thank yous here, as always, to my home, Bleav.com. I've said it many times before. I'll say it once again. Bleav is indeed the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I want to thank you to people out there, because without you to people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourselves a great week, and maybe it's a good idea before you crack on somebody to think before you say.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.